Upon a holy day, when the nymphs had leave to play, I sat unseen in a meadow green, where I heard a lass in an angry spleen, persuading of a swain to leave his drudging vein, and sport with her upon the plain. But the silly clown did sadly sit him down, and regardless of her moan, he left her all alone. And then she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. Quoth she, "Thou gentle swain, do not my love disdain. Thou shouldst woe me, now I woe thee. Let not thy heart so forward be, but yield to my request. In truth I do not jest, 'tis thee alone that I love best." Yet the simple lass respected not the lass, hard-hearted what he was, with her he would not pass. Though she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. "I prithee, sweet," she said, "regard a lovesick maid. 'Tis thee alone must ease my moan, or else I comfort can get none. Oh, be not so abjure, oh, sit not so demure. Let me thy love with prayers procure." But all in vain she would the surly swain, for she could not obtain his love that she would fain. Though she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. Yet still the loving girl besought the clownish churl, and would him still for his good will, but her success was always ill. For all the painful while she could not see him smile, he troubled thoughts to reconcile. The homebred lad, for still in loving had, he gave her answers bad, which made her very sad. Yet she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. Yet she'd not be answered so, nor from him would she go so soon away, but she still made stay to hear more what the swain would say. "O courteous lad," she said, "reflect upon a maid, and let me thee to love persuade." But all this wind no comfort yet could find here in him for her mind, for still he was unkind. Though she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. Just the Paphian queen Adonis urged to spleen. As he was coy, even so this boy could not be wooed to kiss and toy. Though humbly here besought, it no comparison wrought, for he to love would not be taught. On him she hung, from her away he flung, and bade her hold her tongue, for he would not go along. Yet she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. As Samosis so bright did woo young Aphrodite, but all in vain, so she this swain and could not her request obtain, for he was obstinate, and have her leave her prate. Thus for her love she purchased hate. Love was so strong in this bonny lass so young, that she could not hold her tongue, though he had denied so long. Yet she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. This maid was grieved sore, great cause she had therefore, sith 'twas her fate to love for hate, which she could not anticipate. Such force young Cupid hath o'er them that tread this path, the lad regards not what she saith. He doth persist still to resist, to her he will not list, but bids her to be whist. Though she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come away. I cannot come, I will not come, I dare not come, my work's not done." And this was all the clown would say. The maid was grieved in mind that the lad was so unkind. Then to Venus she went, sore discontent, who charged her boy with his bow ready bent, to take a nimble dart and pierce him to the heart, because he did her precept thwart. Cupid strong gave the lad such a bang, that he forced him to the gang with his bonny lass along. When she cried, "Come away, bonny boy, come thou hither. I come, I run, now I am one and shall be done." And so they went along together. By this we well may prove the wondrous power of love. For this young boy, before so coy, now calls the maid his only joy. He took her by the waist, and kindly her embrace, he pays her love with kisses chaste. He grieves in mind that before was unkind, he tells her she shall find the best shall come behind. And indeed, they with speed were agreed, each with other, with joy, consent, and heart's content. To church they went incontinent, and there they married were together.